Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. In today's video, I'm going to be looking at r/AskReddit, an amazing subreddit where people ask really interesting questions and Redditors answer them. They give fascinating stories. In this video, we're going to be finding out the internet's best answers to the question, have you ever dreamed so hard that the next day you thought your dream was reality? If yes, what was your dream? I once broke the news to my family that our next door neighbour had died. A couple of days later, I had to explain that I was mistaken and that she is alive and well. That would have been very awkward. I dreamed my dog was at my brother's house, being neglected by my brother and harassed by his little kids. I woke up angry, fuming that I was going to have to drive in the rain to get my dog and bring him home. For probably a full minute, I just lay in bed, absolutely fuming. Then I remembered that my dog had died almost 10 years ago. It was like being punched in the gut. Not only was I sad about my dog, but I was also really disturbed and disoriented. It felt like my brain had malfunctioned. The feeling of being disconnected from my mind, it was a scary thing. I had a dream that I fell off a cliff and was heading for solid ground. I had heard that you usually wake up right before you hit the ground, but not me. I hit the ground and everything went black. I remember my eyes were closed shut and I kept asking myself, am I dead? I woke up in my bed and thought I was a ghost who didn't move on into the afterlife and that I was stuck in purgatory or something. Needless to say, my mum was weirded out when I asked her if I was dead with a dead serious face. I still remember that years later. Yeah, wow, imagine being your mum in that situation. She'd just be like, son, what are you talking about here? My fiancé died a week ago, at age 33. Every night I dream he's alive, and every morning I look for him and have to remember he is gone and not coming home. Sometimes multiple times a day because my sleep is erratic. It was the same for the weeks of his hospitalisation. I don't know if I want the dreams to end or not. Well, dude, I'm so sorry. That is just, that is horrible. I get the one where you get up, sit on the bed for 5 minutes, dreading that you have to get up, and then reluctantly get ready and go to whatever you needed to go to, only to realise that you actually press snooze on your alarm instead of getting up, and that you're still sleeping. Getting up twice sucks. I've had dreams where the places I go feel so familiar. I wake up and wonder if they may actually exist. I keep dreaming about meeting up with different friends and family to hang out, and then we end up shopping in a store. The same specific store, same setup and merch. Different dreams throughout the years though. Never been to a store like that in real life though. Well, that is interesting. I want to know what sort of store it is, to be honest. Yep, that's happened to me. I was studying Rhapsody in Blue at the time, and there's this tricky repeated note passage near the end that I just couldn't get. One night, I dreamed that I absolutely nailed it. The next day, I thought it was something that actually happened. I went around cocky and not practicing until sometime around noon when I realized that it was a dream and I was an idiot. Yeah, but could you play it or not? I mean, that's the thing. Maybe, you know, if you play it in your dream once, then you can play it in real life. Although I kind of doubt it works like that. I thought I had a girlfriend. I woke up sad. yeah, that hits a bit too close to home. Let's move on. I had a dream. My mum called me to tell me my childhood neighbour died. I didn't realise it was a dream until 6 months later when I was home for the holidays and saw her alive. Wait, you're telling me during those 6 months you never once asked or mentioned the neighbour or, you know, checked to see if she really was dead? Wow. I'm surprised no one else has mentioned this. I haven't had a cigarette in 19 years. Numerous times I've dreamt that I've had one and it led to weeks in the dream of being a smoker again. I've woken up bummed about it, but with a reluctant acceptance about it. Like, well, I'm back at it, might as well be back at it attitude that is really hard to shake. That sounds absolutely disgusting. I mean, if you're trying to get over an addiction and, you know, you're smoking in your dream, oh God, imagine waking up and being like, well, I thought I was smoking and I really want to smoke again,
but that wasn't real. Oh, that must be horrible.
I thought a purple spider was waiting outside my hall and would eat me if I left my room when I was 8.
Okay. That is a strange one.
Yeah, but who said it isn't waiting now?
That legit made me shiver. I can tell this guy is still getting over the fact that there may or may not be a purple spider outside their room.
Yeah, it happens to me a surprising amount. My brain likes to take information and predictions on how my day will go that I made the previous day and use it in dreams. Probably the most recent and memorable ones is when I had dreamed about starting one of my major yearly projects, only to realize halfway through my day that I had dreamed about it and had yet to actually start. It isn't a particularly fun phenomenon, as it confuses me more often than not. I can distinguish the realistic ones that are implausible, like ones that involve action movie-like scenarios, almost immediately upon waking. But the subtle stuff mixes with the other things I can recall about that specific scenario, and it's harder to distinguish, because it's usually a small thing that's entirely plausible. Last night, I had a very vivid dream that I was happily married to the love of my life. This morning, I woke up, and after a minute of confusion, I felt extraordinarily lonely. Now that I think about it, this exact thing has happened several times in the past several years. Oh god, another one that makes me feel bad about myself. Let's move on again. I had a dream that the space shuttle blew up in one of the most vivid dreams I have ever had, 2 days before it happened. That made me question some things, but was probably just a stupid coincidence. The dream was so vivid that I jumped out of bed as soon as I woke up and typed out the dream and sent it to some friends on ICQ. 2 days later, I woke up to phone calls and a whole load of new messages on ICQ and IRC. I eventually picked up the phone and was told to turn on CNN. I will never forget how vivid that dream was. I was watching a space shuttle launch on TV, which was for some reason being held in Central Park in New York, along with my family. This is when I remember the dream starting to get lucid. I looked closer at the TV and it looked more and more sharp and vivid, and I ended up being pulled right into the TV, at that point being aware that I'm dreaming. I remember sort of looking over Central Park from a great height, the same vantage point that I saw on TV. I slowly descended and ended up on top of a skyscraper just south of Central Park. It was some sort of a residential tower that doesn't actually exist. In my dream, it was very tall. I remember feeling the breeze of the wind on my skin and the sunshine on my face as I stood on the roof of that building. In the distance, I could see the space shuttle being set to launch right from Central Park. I was lucid, so I knew that this made no sense, but there it was. It was so vivid. It felt so real, if over-exaggerated in the way that everything appeared. Super tall skyscrapers, an oversized space shuttle, the perfect amount of sun shining on everything, producing an epic scene right in front of me. I remember being up on that skyscraper with a bunch of people all cheering and watching the launch. There was a countdown and the space shuttle slowly took off, but immediately had problems, as it, for whatever reason, started moving off to the left. Eventually, there was some sort of explosion, and the space shuttle flew right into one of the skyscrapers. The skyscraper started falling, and the whole scene basically changed to a dark, gloomy sky as this was all happening. The last thing I remember is our building being hit by another one, fire and smoke, and I woke up. I jumped out of bed, I ran to my computer, and I typed out the most vivid dream I have ever had. 2 days later, it was February 1st, 2003, and Space Shuttle Columbia disintegrated on re-entry as it was returning home. A completely different scenario than the one I saw in my dream, but I felt that tragedy in a strange way when it happened. That was a super weird dream, and I haven't really had any like that since, from what I can remember. Except for maybe some strange dreams I had when I was in New Orleans. And finally, this reply. Every night, I have hyper-realistic dreams. Sometimes it's me in a huge spaceship entering a new world to colonize it. Other times, it's about ghosts crawling out of holes in the walls. Both, I can tell when I wake up, were dreams. But there are some that I think are reality, and sweet bees are they annoying. They're just me at work, and I move some bottles to another shelf. When I go to work the following day, I go to the shelf to get them. No bottles, it was a dream. Or I have a conversation with someone, and only when I reference it do I realize it was a dream. Every night, I dream so vividly.
I hate it 95% of the time because I always wake up feeling exhausted, either emotionally or mentally. I even asked my doctor once if there is medication to prevent me from dreaming. Also, I remember dreams from years ago that pop into my head randomly like they're memories. I wish I could sleep and not dream. I mean, that is crazy to me because the post right below this, literally the one right below it on this thread of, you know, answers to this question, is anybody else just not have dreams at all? It's pretty crazy, you know, the difference between people that have so many dreams that are so vivid and to the extent that they actually don't enjoy them to people that just, you know, can't dream at all. Let me know down below, which one of those do you fall into? Do you have really vivid dreams or can you never dream? I want to know. It's interesting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, that was a pretty interesting question in the first place. And yeah, some of those replies were pretty awesome. I mean, I like that lucid dreaming came up quite a few times there. For those of you that don't know what lucid dreaming is, it's pretty much when you're in a dream and you are aware you're dreaming. Not just when you wake up and you're like, oh, I had a dream. You're actually aware that you are present in the dream when it's happening. It's pretty cool. It's probably happened to you, you know, a number of times. Now, the next step on top of that, when you're lucid dreaming, is when you can actually control what is going on in your dreams while you are lucid within those dreams. It does sound a little bit complicated, but yeah, that's the next step on top of realizing you're in a dream, is actually controlling what is happening in that dream. And that is when dreams can become just absolutely messed up. They go crazy. It feels like it's real life. I've only managed to do it properly and well a handful of times. But to be honest, that is actually one of the first ways that I got into Reddit, was reading a thread all about lucid dreaming and the ability to control your dreams whilst you're in them. But yeah, it's absolutely crazy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to link down below in the description and the pinned comments. I will link a little Reddit page that will tell you all about controlling lucid dreams. I mean, in that thread, it will tell you about loads of techniques you can use. Wake back to bed method, looking at clocks, looking at mirrors, spinning around, touching stuff, being able to go through doors into new worlds that you can think of in your head. It's the sort of stuff that sounds mental, but once you do it and you experience it, you'll be like, oh my God, this is absolutely incredible, the sort of stuff you can manufacture in your mind. It really is amazing. For those of you that haven't done it before, go and read that. You know, just go and click on it, give it a try. See if it works for you. If you've been lucid before, that is a way to actually go one step further and control your dreams. I know I've rambled on a little bit here, but yeah, I wanted to do this video in particular because I have had some pretty crazy experiences myself with lucid dreaming. So I was very interested to see if anyone in this, you know, thread was going to talk about lucid dreams. The crazy one is that last one, or the second to last one, the person whose dreams are so vivid that they actually don't like them and they feel exhausted. I've never had that where I felt exhausted after waking up from a dream. That's mad to me, because I always really enjoy dreaming. I mean, unless it's a nightmare, dreams are normally quite fun and they're quite interesting, right? But having dreams that are so vivid that they are genuinely tiring to you, I can't even imagine that. If that's happened to you, let me know, because I want to hear your thoughts and your experiences with that. That's crazy to me. I've always loved dreaming. Mental. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I really want to hear, you know, your comments down below. Let me know about your most vivid dreams that you thought were real when you woke back up. I want to hear what happened in them. And I reckon a lot of you have got some very funny stories, to be honest. So yeah, comment down below. Let me know your funniest dreams or just your most interesting dreams. If you are new to my channel, please make sure to hit this button, subscribe, turn notifications on so you never miss one of my daily videos. If you want more from me right away, I'll leave a playlist here of all my best videos. And yeah, with that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.